From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Back in normal times, Broadway contributed over $14 billion to New York City's economy, if you count all the associated spending on things like the restaurants and hotels. And it supported over 96,000 jobs. Those numbers were for the 2018 to 2019 season and from the Broadway League. But that industry has been on pause for over a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The city's arts and entertainment venues can begin to reopen at limited capacity today, although it's likely that actual real full-on Broadway shows won't fully resume until the fall. We're joined by one of the performers who has been waiting the last year out. Catherine Allison is a Broadway actor and citizen artist whose credits include Company, Aladdin, and Wicked. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, when the pandemic hit and Broadway shut down, what happened in your world?
Yeah, so I was doing Company the Musical at the time, and, you know, our producers called us and said, you know, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks. So I applied for unemployment, and luckily there are some really great local organizations. One of them, Sing for Hope, started employing a lot of artists, and so I started doing singing telegrams for them pretty early, which was a beautiful experience. I still do it now. And I'm really lucky that I've been able to do a lot of demos for people who are, you know, creating new musicals during this time. I worked with a show called Our Cartoon President. But honestly, if it was not for the pandemic insurance that we get, I don't think I'd be able to keep doing what I'm doing now.
Do you think the pandemic has hurt the theater industry? I mean, do you think it's going to have some scars when it finally does reopen?
I think theater is resilient. There's nothing like sitting in a theater with a group of people watching something that you know tomorrow's audience will never see. In terms of hurting, I don't know. You know, it's always been an elite platform in terms of performers. And I do worry that, you know, the young kids who had just moved to the city and got their first job and they're so ready to start auditioning and it's like been ripped out from under them, you know, this dream. And I just really hope they don't get discouraged, you know, because I think, you know, we saw musicals like Ratatouille and all these live performances that happened online that garnered so much attention and made so much money. I mean, Ratatouille made like almost $2 million for the Actors Fund. And I think what that lesson is, I hope, is that theater is accessible in so many other ways. So how can we do that to reach out to more communities and performers, you know, all over the world?
The theater industry has been having its own reckoning with racism and elitism. Mm-hmm. As a Black woman, how have you been processing these conversations? And do you think things will be different when Broadway finally does reopen?
Geez, I hope so. I think it's a process. You know, racism is not going to be solved tomorrow. White supremacy is not going to be ended tomorrow. I think for so long, the theater industry has been isolated, and now people are seeing the underpinnings. And I think that's good. I think it's a good way to hold us accountable and make sure that we're doing the work that needs to be done.
Catherine Allison, Broadway actor and citizen artist in New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sabri.